Dodgers are in Arizona. Rich Hill did not give up a run until the 10th inning in his last start, but on Tuesday, A.J. Pollock would touch him up in the first.
A.J. hits one deep left field. Say goodbye. That's his eighth, and it's 2-0 Diamondbacks.
259 average, but a career-high 23 home runs, 59 runs batted in. And Puig launches it to center. He hit that one well. Pollock just looks up, and this ball is gone, and it's a 5-1 ball game. 24th of the year for Yasiel Puig. Goldie tonight has a hit, scored a run, grounded out. Swing and a drive to left. He's got good numbers off Stripling. His 32nd of the year into the left field bleachers, 7-4 D-backs. Two hits in the inning and a runoff rally. He's trying to keep it right there. He struck him out swinging. Taylor has a home run tonight on his birthday.
Low tapper, Lamb in front of Rosales. He can't make the bare hand play. Huntley scores, and it's a 1-1 ball game.
Now Grandal, who's got three hits tonight.
Runners on the move. Broken back tapper to third. Lamb's got it. Diamondbacks win it.
Fernando Rodney works into and out of trouble. 7-6 Diamondbacks is your final. The Diamondbacks have now won five straight games, and the Dodgers are now on a three-game losing streak, which ties their longest of the year. With the win, the Diamondbacks maintain their two-game lead atop the National League wildcard standings and improve to 43-23 at home. Here's the manager, Torey Lovullo.
Pretty emotional win for us, and we've had a lot of those lately. I feel like we had a really good game plan against Rich Hill, and we scored several runs early. We impacted the ball very well. I thought A.J. Pollock, obviously, with the two-run home run, got us playing downhill baseball. And we just kept adding on from there. I know Goldie had the home run, but there were some really good approaches, good at-bats all the way around. I thought Brandon Drury's double in the left center field gap in the first was another key blow. And then Zach Godley did enough to win the game. I think he was throwing some really good pitches early in the game. He was establishing his fastball, and then maybe a batter too late and getting to some secondary stuff cost him some long balls. But I thought he did enough to deserve that moment to pitch into the sixth inning, which he did, and he walked off the mound and gave himself a chance to win the game. The bullpen picked us up in a big way. I know there was a little bit of anxiety in the ninth inning, but you know what? That's what it's all about. You got to be able to ramp up, stay in the moment, and collect your thoughts enough to execute and get the job done, and we did, and I was very happy with that and proud of these guys. I thought he was making pitches throughout the entire inning. I thought a play could have gone either way at third base where it would have created a situation where they would have scored one run and had nobody on. But, he was able to make pitches after that to Granderson and get the big second out and then put himself in a position to finish off the inning. And that's really what we want Fernando to do. We want to, make plays, let him make pitches, and get those big outs. And it was a little bit more work than he's been having to do over the past several saves, but he did it and finished it, and we won the game. That's all that matters.
That's five in a row for you guys. You kind of feel the momentum.
Yeah, I think we're starting to play the type of baseball that we've expected to play all season long. I know that things for a month kind of leveled off in a lot of different areas and a lot of different ways, and we patched together this August to still do what we need to do and keep pressing on to hopefully play into the postseason. So we're very happy with how we're playing. We're swinging the bat very, very well. We're getting some timely hits. The pitching's been stepping up, and it's a nice combination for me for all of us to sit down and watch. Yeah, I think we all had that old familiar feeling there in the first inning where we picked up right where we left off 2 days ago. So these guys came out ready to play, and we talk about being ready in the first inning, and we did that. And Rich Hill is, trust me, he's a very, very good pitcher, and he threw a 10-inning no-hitter or 9-inning no-hitter and lost it in the 10th recently. So we knew that he was going to come out and throw the ball well, and I feel like we had a good game plan against him.
Mm-hmm. What did it show for you in this final about your team and their character going against the
Well, I mean, you just said it all right there, and I'll just confirm it. The LA Dodgers have won 90-something games. They're almost 60 games over 500. They are the runaway team of the big leagues, the major leagues, and they were coming after us with everything they had, and we held them off. And those are those key things that help build those team moments that help push you on to the next day. And we're feeling very good about this win today, so we're going to enjoy it and then get ready for tomorrow. But it was a dogfight there in that ninth inning, and we did enough to hang on, and that's what really counts.
Triple digits for Archie in the eighth.
Yeah.
The moment.
Yeah, you know, he was standing on his fastball. I could see it from the side. It looked like it was hopping out of his hand pretty good. And then, yeah, I did notice that one of them at the top of the zone was 100 miles an hour. And that's, you know, nice for Archie. I know that he feels like he could probably do a little bit more, but that's what we expect out of him. He's got an aggressive fastball. He's in the zone with it. He can go side to side with it, and that's what makes it more impressive. It was nice to see. I think the crowd enjoyed it too. Well, they just were trying to get their sequencing right and get their signs right and making sure that they're on the same page and trying to make pitches and set up in the right way. So I think it was a good situation where they were kind of slowing the game down. We talk about that in those moments. And I think back to your question, I think everybody in that ninth inning was laser locked and slowing the game down and able to execute in the crucial moments of the game. And I think that's what championship teams are able to do.
The D-backs will look to extend their win streak to six games on Wednesday when Robbie Ray makes the start.